The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Or 51551 for your text. Now, the EASE project is Limerick-based. And it's a unique, well, not unique, but it's a special type of project. It helps young people with their mental health through music. It was founded by Boris Hunka, who joins us in studio. And Boris is a psychotherapist and a musician. So, and congratulations, Boris, because you were up in Dublin last night for the Social Entrepreneurs Ireland Awards night. And the EASE project got how much?
In total, the whole package is worth 40,000.
That's great.
So significant, yeah.
For a little project, you know, it's a small enough project in Limerick.
Yeah.
That's great, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
And it's great to be recognised for what you're doing.
It is. It's validation. That means as much as, as anything else.
Yes. Okay, so where are you originally from?
I was born in London. Yeah. I've been over in Ireland now 15, 20 years.
It's an unusual name, Boris Hunka, isn't it?
It is. The Boris was actually a joke on the behalf of my parents. They called the bump Boris. Right. And the name stuck.
And it stuck, yes. And Hunka.
Hunka, that goes way back on my father's side.
And is it English or where?
Ukrainian.
Ukrainian,
actually, but I've no connections there.
Right. Boris Hunka. Yeah, it's a great name. So which came first, the psychotherapy and the music?
The music.
The music came first.
My family were all musicians and... I've been a musician all my career.
Okay.
And I'm mainly running music programs. So I was running music, still run Music Generation, the program down in Limerick City.
Which is a very successful
It is. No, absolutely. Nationally, Music Generation is very successful. In Limerick, we've been flying it for 5-6 years.
And remind us how that works.
The overall program works with, it was set up by U2 back in the day. And it works in that there's funding comes nationally, which is then matched at local level. And what we did in Limerick was we looked around and we saw what was needed most of all was something which could reach the teenagers and people who weren't otherwise accessing music. So we started developing programs which focused on teenagers with rappers and rock musicians. And there's great musicians in Limerick. So we had guys from Russ and Ganna Family and Hermitage Green and all those guys coming in, working with us, going into schools and doing music. And out of that, we realised that there was something very powerful about the engagement we got with teenagers.
And you were providing a rehearsal space and the instruments for some
It's
some
a
cases.
Combination of everything.
Yes, yeah.
We have our centres through the... we have a centre in where we have kids come in and they write songs and they have lessons. But also we go into schools and other settings and we reach them where they are.
And you spotted something.
Spotted the power of music to engage in quite a sort of layered series of levels. It's not just about learning how to play an instrument. It was sort of getting the whole sense. And a lot of what we were doing then was touching in on mental health and well-being work. And separately to that, I trained as a psychotherapist. And so I could bring these two sides together and see, can we look at a project in which we use the power of the music and the skills the musicians we had to actually do something which addresses the problem I was seeing in a student counselling form, which was anxiety and the coping around anxiety and people using destructive mechanisms to deal with anxiety rather than actually sort of framing it in a more healthy way.
Okay, so you said I'll marry the two.
I brought my two hats together.
Yes. And you have a glorious EASE project hat now. Yeah. So, like, when you pitched that to somebody, who did you have to pitch it to?
Initially it was about working it in the schools. And we were lucky in that we had the musicians team and we had the sort of setup of Music Generation. And there was a lot of people working in the mental health field, not just psychotherapists, but psychologists and people in the HSE and who are all working on the same sort of series of how do we solve this problem of because where the surge in mental health is, the problems are around young people. So nationally, the rates are fairly stable across generations, but in young people, there's been this huge surge, and it's addressing what's at the root of this, and what can we do, and how can we look at a more preventative way rather than just trying to sort of firefight the symptoms once they've appeared.
Yes. Okay. So you set up the EASE project. How does it work on the ground?
It works in that we go into schools, and we sometimes we go over a series of weeks. Sometimes we go and do an intensive day. And we go in with a team of musicians and we have also mental health professionals and we we use the music to engage the kids, and then as the session goes on, we use music for the kids to sort of develop their own ideas, to write their own songs, and we just explore the whole issue with music as the backdrop.
Right. And you bring in a tent, do you?
We have this year we bought a big inflatable tent, an indoor tent, which goes in, because school halls aren't great for workshops, you know, they're used as exams and basketball courts, and they have, you know, we all know what school halls like.
Yeah.
So this is a sort of large inflatable, and it pops up and it creates this sort of world, this sort of creativity world in which we can work inside it. And it
sends out a strong signal that there's something different happening here.
Well, yeah. Yeah, as does the music. So we put up this tent and they go into the tent, and then there's a performance at first, and then they introduce all the instruments. And as we're working with all that, the just ideas around anxiety and what it is.
And do they know why they're there? What I mean? Do they know this is a workshop on mental health?
Yes,
using music.
We're very clear at the outset, because also what we can't do in those circumstances is deal with any issues someone has. You know, we were very clear at the outset that this is a general thing. We could talk about how Ed Sheeran might be feeling in a song that he wrote, but it's not the space for dealing with an individual situation.
Okay.
And that we can offer people the direction of where they seek the help if something's coming up.
So what do young people offer up? What age group is it?
Well, it works from fifth class upwards. We do a lot of work with TYs because of...
So 11 to 15?
The whole way up.
The whole way up, right.
At the moment, we're working with young people. There's potential, you know, anxiety does affect all of us.
And how do they start talking about it then?
Well, we start, as the session goes on, it goes from us talking to them to then us all working together, and then the young people drive it for the latter parts. We start by reframing what anxiety is, that it's not a disease, it's not a problem, it's part of being human, it's connected with drive and creativity, and it only becomes a problem in terms of coping mechanisms and not having that understanding of how to manage it and what it is. And if you're anxious about your anxiety, then it spirals and so on. So we started off talking about panic attacks in particular, and sort of this is what's happening, this is what's prompted it, and actually it's your body trying to help you. So if you sort of accept that, then it reframes it, and that one thing can help hugely.
I'm interested in what you said there, that people are anxious about anxiety.
Yeah.
And is that sort of our fault, you know, in a way that we, like I go on talking about anxiety, that it's an epidemic of anxiety, and then somebody hears that and they go, oh, everybody's anxious these days, and then they get anxious about being anxious.
It's interesting. So in terms of mental health, that in the last 10, 20 years, the big change in mental health has been that people are now talking about mental health. But that's not necessarily wholly positive, because what was just part of life is now talked about as though it's only ever a problem, even though mental health is
pathologize it.
Exactly. So
it becomes an ailment.
It becomes an ailment when, if you're anxious, you're human, and vice versa. You know, it's part of who we are.
I was just saying the other day, because I was known as a kid as a worrier.
Right.
Now, if I was 11 now or 10 now, I'd probably be known as an anxious child. So suddenly I'm labelled in a...
And you'd be labelled, there'd be dangling sort of prescriptions around you, you know, and it's not helpful. It's not helpful to the young person. It's not helpful to anyone.
So we need to rein in our chat then, do we? It's
I think reining in isn't maybe a thing. I think we just need to put it in the right context, because also there are some people that have very good reasons to be anxious.
Yes, of course.
And there are also some people who, for it spirals into very sort of unhealthy places. So there is an issue there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being anxious is in itself not a disease.
Yes, and at the end of one of your sessions with the Ease Project, what's the feedback?
It's been fantastic, because we always finish with a performance of music which the young people have written within the session. So the energy at the end, and you know, we make the point, as musicians, we all know what anxiety is very carefully. Every time we're on a stage, we're anxious. So we sort of then have threaded that one in. So by the end, we're all performing together. And so you finish on a high. And then when you come to the feedback of what's gone in, it's incredible. The messaging we've been working with has gone in a way, I think, much more effectively than if you just come and talk to people.
What about you? Do you use music as a release? as a sort of a...
I think so. The trouble with being...
productive mindfulness sort of thing.
It's, yeah, you have to sort of learn it. The trouble with being a musician is it's sort of tied in with so many things of sort of career and training, and the way music's taught often has been, in the past, it's been quite anxiety-making, you know, with exams and competitions and the like.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
So it's almost having to relearn...
to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Music's basically it's community, it's communication, it's connection, and so to sort of retouch in with that bit is the skill, I think.
Mm. So the Ease Project, I'm sure people might be listening now, going home from school in their cars and going, "Can we get that for our school?" How many schools have you done in Limerick so far?
Well, we've worked so far in about 30 schools. Right. Where we've come from Limerick, our team is derived from the Music Generation Limerick programme, but our aim, and with the award yesterday, is to scale up. It's a very scalable programme because there's great musicians across the country, there's mental health professionals across the country. As a model, it's one which we're hoping to expand out.
Great. Thanks so much for coming in, and congratulations again on the award.
Thank you very much.
And they're the best type of awards, aren't they? Financial ones.
Well, it helps. It all helps. You know.
Boris Honka, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.